So if you watch cats do silly things on YouTube, like play the piano or rap, or if you're just checking Facebook messages, it might actually help you be more productive. Why is that?
Because it forces your mind to exercise in a different way. So think of yourself as being a mental athlete. Well, there's one form of training to be an athlete. It's doing kind of the same training regimen over and over and over again. But we think about the great athletes, they mix it up, right? We always hear about football players that take ballet. You know, they do different exercises to strengthen different parts of their athleticism, and so they become better athletes. Same thing for us with our minds. When we can turn off our mind to our normal routine and switch it up, even if it's just watching that video on YouTube, it allows you to think differently. And so you come back with a different, fresh perspective.
Does the length of the breaks that we take matter? Like, for instance, is a week at the beach better for us than an hour spent reading blogs at work? Or is it sort of a cumulative effect and it's all the same?
I think we need both for different reasons. So I think we need the short breaks because short bursts of productivity consistently show from research are better for us. So the breaks allow us to have short bursts. And think about it in terms of even at your own day. You can do one task for only so long until you're just exhausted. But if you can break it up and have bursts, you're more productive. So we need those mini breaks. But the bigger breaks are great to just allow our whole mind to turn off. And that's where the real creativity comes from.
So it sort of sounds almost paradoxically that in order to be a good worker, you want to be a worker that doesn't work too hard.
Yeah. Working smart and working hard are not necessarily the same things. Often when I'll be coaching folks, I'll say, so you getting exercise? And people will say, God, I don't have time for exercise. But the funny irony, the paradox in that is people exercise a lot will tell you, but I get so much energy afterwards. It's like I make up that hour and exercise with an hour plus in extra energy. So that's the importance of breaks. And exercise is also a part of that. It allows us to recharge. So every time we're working, we're always working at our optimal.
How do we actually do this? I mean, obviously, you don't want to sit at work and spend half your day playing on Facebook or reading a blog, and you don't want to take a week off once a month, as much as we might like to. How do we do this?
The first and most important thing is know what you need. Vacation and exercise and renewal, that's going to be different for every person. So you got to figure out what your limits are and what you need to help recharge your battery. The second step, you got to schedule it. You have to put it on your calendar. We've got our phones that we take with us, and we could really work 24/7.
From anywhere.
From anywhere, yeah. At any time, right? There's no clear boundaries. So if you don't schedule that in, you're going to lose it.
All right. Good to see you, Brandon. Thanks.
My pleasure.